Last week, when Senator John McCain announced a virtually unknown governor of Alaska as his vice president, it came as a surprise. Sarah Palin was elected governor of Alaska in 2006 and is described as highly conservative. She is pro-life, believes in abstinence-only education, and is a supporter of tapping into Alaska's oil reserves. Young Republican Latrice Walton attended the RNC as a GOP youth council member. The 16-year-old Florida native is even more excited about McCain now that Palin has joined the ticket.
He has definitely affected the ticket. Like I said before, he has gained so much more support from so many people from different walks of life. I mean, he had support before he picked her, but now his support base has increased tremendously.
Mayor John Costas of Valparaiso, Indiana, agrees and says Palin will be able to help McCain appeal to groups he's had trouble reaching. These include conservative and evangelical groups. An evangelical himself, Costas says Palin does have the right values, such as being pro-life and outspoken about her faith. And this will appeal to the evangelical population.
I believe that she has the ability to attract the very groups of voters that John needs to secure the election. She can certainly appeal to the evangelical vote. But I also believe there's other segments that she can appeal to, professional women and blue-collar men.
Palin is also young. She is only 44 compared to her 72-year-old running mate, the oldest in history. Her age has been the focus of excitement, as it has the potential to attract crucial youth votes.
Whenever you bring a younger candidate with potential, they're proven at perhaps a smaller level with the ability to provide leadership at a larger level, it makes the party stronger rather than looking to leaders that are already leading and involved. So I think it's exciting that we're making the ticket stronger.
Though she is new on the national political scene, she has already made lasting contributions in Alaska. Palin says her ethical convictions led her to resign from Alaska's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. She exposed the ethical violations of Randy Rudrick, Alaska's Republican Party chair, which led him to resign and be fined a record $12,000. Another unique aspect of the ticket is Palin's gender. She is the only female to be selected as a vice presidential nominee in the Republican Party, and GOP members hope that this will give the McCain-Palin ticket a new edge.
I think the fact that she's a female and she's younger, it does balance out the ticket, because not only will it help him gain support from women voters, but it also help him gain support from a younger crowd.
Excitement for Palin is not only present in the everyday voter, but even Governor Mike Huckabee sees a great future for the ticket. When asked if the recent news of Palin's 17-year-old daughter's pregnancy, Huckabee quickly dispelled any apprehension that it would deal any lasting damage to the campaign.
She's given a wonderful affirmation to her daughter. Nobody would be asking those questions of a male. I think it's shown and revealed the sexism in the media that's really shameful. I thank Barack Obama for realizing how out of bounds this question ought to be. And even her opponent on the other side of the aisle recognizes it. It's unfortunate the national media seems to be the only entity in America that finds this fascination with it. But the American people say, you know what, she's doing exactly what we would hope every family does, and that's show affirmation and unconditional love to her daughter. That's what families do.
Young conservatives like Latrice agree with Governor Huckabee, saying that the media should not be concerned with Palin's family matters, but rather focus strictly on political issues. For YPress, this is Paul Winston. Jake Thornburg and Tommaso Verderame aided in the reporting and producing of this piece.